Well, once again, every year we have about 35 people that get trapped in grain bins, and more than half of them die. So we're just trying to get the word out there to make people aware that they happen, and here's how they happen, and how fast they can happen. So, you know, an ounce of prevention, basically. If you understand or recognize what's going on, then hopefully you won't put yourself in jeopardy like that. And one of the biggest things we need to do culturally in the farming community is we got to stop the practice of going alone. If you're going to a grain bin, take somebody with you that can be outside the bin, so if something happens, somebody can call for help. We've had numerous incidents where somebody was in a bin for hours before anybody ever knew it because they were alone and couldn't call for help. A grain bin incident, we call them a low-frequency, high-risk. They don't happen that often, but they can be one of the most dangerous situations first responders can be in that being in the grain and engulfments. When 60% of the people die in bins are somebody trying to save somebody else. Okay, so for that first responder getting in there to try to do it, because first responders are people of action. They're not going to just stand on their hands. They're going to go do the job. So our job is to say, here's how to do it right, and don't get yourself in trouble. And if there's situations, then here's how you remedy it. So that's what we were kind of looking at today, just kind of a fast overview of the hazards and how to work with them. And some of it is very basic. And some practices can be done at home, like lockout, tagout, when you're messing with things, with machinery and hand tools and things, even like changing the beaters in an old mixer. Unplug the darn thing. You don't get. I had 35 years riding big red trucks. I can tell you I was on a couple of those. It's mostly just hazard awareness. And it's what's out there because, once again, that engulfment, it doesn't care if you're a family member, a first responder, the hired man, whoever, grandson, granddaughter, whoever. It doesn't care. If it'll get you, it'll get you. And my job and my goal here is that people are aware of what's going on and don't put themselves in harm's way.